DeepEnglish.com.
Like many people, Gemma Hartley struggles with depression and anxiety. Who struggles with depression and anxiety? Gemma Hartley struggles with depression and anxiety. For 5 years, she used meditation to keep her symptoms in check. Why did she use meditation? She used meditation to keep her symptoms in check. But one day, facing some tight writing deadlines at work, she felt herself beginning to slip back toward her old symptoms. What was she facing at work? She was facing tight writing deadlines at work. What did she feel herself beginning to slip back toward? She felt herself beginning to slip back toward her old symptoms. This time, meditating wasn't enough. Was meditating enough? No, this time meditating wasn't enough. That's when a friend told her about something the Japanese call shinnin-yoku. Who told her something about the Japanese call shinnin-yoku? A friend told her about something the Japanese call shinnin-yoku. This roughly translates to forest bathing. What does this roughly translate to? This roughly translates to forest bathing. Forest bathing is a practice which involves walking slowly through a forest. Is forest bathing a practice which involves walking quickly through a forest? No, forest bathing is not a practice which involves walking quickly through a forest. Forest bathing is a practice which involves walking slowly through a forest. While walking, forest bathers intentionally experience nature through all five senses. Do forest bathers intentionally experience nature? Yes, forest bathers intentionally experience nature. How many senses do they use? They use all five senses. Unlike hiking, forest bathing is not about exercising. Is forest bathing about exercising? No, forest bathing is not about exercising. Rather, forest bathing is about connecting with the forest and letting go of worries. What is forest bathing about? Forest bathing is about connecting with the forest and letting go of worries. Hartley decided to give it a go. Who decided to give it a go? Hartley decided to give it a go. She was led out into the forest with 30 others by a certified forest bathing guide. How many others were led out into the forest? 30 others were led out into the forest. Did they have a certified forest bathing guide? Yes, they had a certified forest bathing guide. Under the treetops, she was encouraged to see, hear, feel, smell, and taste the forest in new ways. What was she encouraged to do? She was encouraged to see, hear, feel, smell, and taste the forest in new ways. Afterward, she headed back to the city where she had a mountain of work to do. Where did she head back to? She headed back to the city. How much work did she have to do? She had a mountain of work to do. But instead of feeling stressed and agitated, she thought of the forest. Did she feel stressed and agitated? No, she did not feel stressed and agitated. What did she think of? She thought of the forest. Suddenly, the words flowed freely from her fingers. What flowed freely from her fingers? Words flowed freely from her fingers. For Hartley, forest bathing had been a success. What had been a success? Forest bathing had been a success. In Japan, forest bathing is considered standard preventative medicine. Where is forest bathing considered standard preventative medicine? In Japan, forest bathing is considered standard preventative medicine. And now, studies have confirmed its incredible benefits. What have studies confirmed? Studies have confirmed its incredible benefits. That's why other countries are beginning to follow suit. What are other countries beginning to do? Other countries are beginning to follow suit. Instead of prescribing medications, some doctors are writing prescriptions for forest bathing. What are some doctors writing prescriptions for? Some doctors are writing prescriptions for forest bathing. Research shows that just a 15-minute leisurely walk in nature decreases the stress hormone cortisol by 19%. What decreases the stress hormone? A A 15-minute leisurely walk in nature decreases the stress hormone. Blood pressure and heart rate also dropped. What also dropped? Blood pressure and heart rate also dropped. Considering that, in the U.S., 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related, this is very good news. Where are 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits stress-related? In the U.S., 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. Forest bathing doesn't just help humans to cope with stress. Does forest bathing just help humans to cope with stress? No, forest bathing doesn't just help humans to cope with stress. It also boosts the immune system. What does it also boost? It also boosts the immune system. It turns out that trees produce a chemical that supports disease-killing cells in the human body. What does the chemical support? The chemical supports disease-killing cells. In one experiment, participants walked in the forest twice a day for 3 days. How often did participants walk in the forest? Participants walked in the forest twice a day for 3 days. Afterward, studies showed that they had 40% more white blood cells. How many more white blood cells did they have? They had 40% more white blood cells. These cells boost the immune system. What do these cells boost? These cells boost the immune system. A month later, their immune system still showed a 15% elevation. How much later did their immune system still show a 15% elevation? A month later, their immune system still showed a 15% elevation. Time in nature also works wonders on our cognitive performance. Does time in nature decrease our cognitive performance? No, time in nature does not decrease our cognitive performance. Time in nature works wonders on our cognitive performance. College students took tests before and after being in the wilderness for 3 days. Who took tests? College students took tests. How long had they been in the wilderness? They had been in the wilderness for 3 days. They performed a whopping 50% better on cognitive tests after being in the wild. Did they perform better after being in the wild? Yes, they performed better after being in the wild. Humans evolved in nature, and studies now show that's where our bodies feel most at home. Where do our bodies feel most at home? Our bodies feel most at home in nature. The next time you're feeling down, remember, just 15 minutes under the trees does a world of good. What does a world of good? Just 15 minutes under the trees does a world of good. If you happen to be one of the majority of humans who live in cities, don't lose hope. What shouldn't you do if you live in the cities? If you live in the cities, you shouldn't lose hope. Even looking at a picture of nature or diffusing pine tree essential oils in your home improves health. Does looking at a picture of a computer improve health? No, looking at a picture of a computer does not improve health. Looking at a picture of nature improves health. Does diffusing pine tree essential oils in your home improve health? Yes, diffusing pine tree essential oils in your home improves health.